Hi, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. Welcome to another episode of Into the 99. And we are doing Brewing It Live. There's Han, here's me. And with all our technical difficulties, we're doing another midnight hunt.
Yeah, we are. And today we're doing, ironically, not one of the typical ones you're going to see from Midnight Hunt. It's not werewolves. It's not vampires.
Not human.
Definitely not human.
Or angel.
Nope. What we're doing, apparently, is ooze. So today we're going to be doing Slogurk the Overslime.
Indeed.
One green and a blue for a 3/3 with trample. Already love it. Whenever a land card is put into your graveyard from anywhere, put a 1/1 counter on Slogurk the Overslime. This deck is calling for some fetches. Cool. Remove 3 +1/+1 counters from Slogurk. Return it to its owner's hand. We're cheating commander tax?
We can do.
All right. But then there's still more. When Slogurk leaves the battlefield, return up to 3 target land cards from your graveyard to your hand. So get all those fetches back. That's a lot of value on a card, I think.
Yeah. I thought Uro was going to be a land commander.
This might take it.
This one might take it.
Uro doesn't have trample.
No. I already have one card that fits this perfectly.
Sure. Shoot.
I just saw the first suggestion, but I'm just going to put in the Ozolith because
sure, why not?
Whenever a creature control leaves the battlefield, if it had +1 counters on it, put those counters on the Ozolith at the beginning of combat on your turn. If the Ozolith has counters on it, move them to a target creature.
For those of you, by the way, if I'm looking that away, it's because I have a 4-week-old cat and therefore it's over there and I just got to check up on it every once in a while.
It's adorable. Might make it
onto the stream at the end. Who knows?
It's adorable.
Yeah, the first suggestion right off the bat, I see a constant mists and I love it.
Is this the oh no. No, no, no.
No, it's the sacrifice of land buyback fog.
Oh my god, this is disgusting and it's going straight in.
For any red players, this is the reason I run Flaring Pain. That being said, we're not talking about red cards today. Yeah, go ahead and read off Constant Mists, Lotus.
Yep, so Constant Mists is a 1 and a green for an instant. It has buyback, sacrifice a land. You may sacrifice a land in addition to any other costs when you play this spell. If you do, put it back into your hand instead of the graveyard. Creatures deal no combat damage this turn.
Yep, we love it.
Yep, it's disgusting and I love it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Mercadia Merchant says this deck might want some discard outlets like Ayula's Influence.
Oh.
And also, Ashen, go ahead and shoot that into chat. Why not? Let's get going on the Kamigawa suggestion. That's inevitable.
I've already got a Kamigawa suggestion, but I'll let Ashen go first. Ayula's Influence, triple green for an enchantment. Discard a land, make a 2/2 bear. Yeah, make those bears. There's the one I was thinking of, Azusa.
See, I was thinking of a better solution than Azusa for me. I think Azusa, while it's great to be able to play 3 lands, I don't think it's not going in the deck. Don't get me wrong. However, it's a creature. Creatures are prone to removal, most things.
What you got to remember is Slogak returns 3 to our hand. So being able to play 3 again, fantastic.
Right. So for that reason, I was thinking Burgeoning.
Ooh, I still need to get me one of these.
Play all of our lands only on our turn.
True. Single green enchantment. Whenever an opponent plays a land, you may put a land from your hand onto the battlefield.
I mean, it seems solid.
Yeah.
So we get those 3 lands back. We can play one off of opponent 1 after us, then another one off of opponent 2 after us, and another third one off of the third opponent after us, on top of whatever other lands we're going to play on our turns, right?
True. Yeah, that seems fair.
Seems pretty good to me.
Dirt and Grass, welcome. And they've added Crop Rotation.
Oh, man. Yes, please. And what are... Dirt and Grass, follow it up for me with, what are you crop rotating for?
Suggest a
land you're finding with Crop Rotation. I'm curious what you have in mind.
Can you imagine putting this on an Isochron Scepter?
Oh, that's dirty. We're not doing that, are we?
No. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right. I just wanted to know. So obviously, this this commander really wants us to be running these fetch lands. So you've got a lot of anything that fetches a green, a forest or an island is probably going to be good.
Yeah. So Oribo, I mean, Palace in the Clouds, use this Kamigawa suggestion of the day.
Dirt and Grass follows it up with any land. LOL. I didn't know if you were going to go for something crazy. You know, there's certain options. I mean, Gaia's Cradle is the obvious one if you wind up going wide. But I mean, I also think that a Field of the Dead could be a very viable bring it in. Why not?
Hey, MTG Card Crazy. Welcome, welcome. So,
hey, how you doing? Cardboard Pimpin', Crucible of Worlds. I love it.
Oh, Crucible of Worlds. Yeah, why not?
Yep.
When I first was looking at this, I was like, oh, we'll do Ooze Tribal. And I don't think we're going anywhere near that.
I mean, we're just talking about some lands based off of the commander. I don't necessarily think that that's everything it has to do, but it is pretty good.
I do have a feeling that we need to work out on the plus one counter side.
Sure.
So I'm trying to work out how that best fits, especially in blue and green.
Sure. I mean, my instant thoughts as far as for me is a Branching Evolution seems pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
So Branching Evolution 2 and a green for an enchantment. Love this card out of Jumpstart. If one or more plus one counters would be put on a creature you control, twice that many plus one counters are put on that creature instead. Imagine the amount of plus one counters you get off of three lands played, right?
Well, if you think about it, it's going to double up our thing. So we put three lands into the graveyard. Slowgurk will get six plus one counters. We remove three to return him to our hand. The other three go on the Ozolith, so we're doing good stuff.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah.
Ashen says, I wonder if when this list is done, it can accidentally store him off like my Gitrog deck did.
Oh, no.
Cardboard Pippin says, still should be Ooze Tribal. Doubling season?
I mean, we've got the bears coming in. We might as well make more tokens.
Sure, why not? And Dirt and Grass is suggesting a Squirrel Wrangler. Where is this coming from?
Squirrel Wrangler. I need to read this.
I mean, we're trying to make some squirrels now? One in a green. Yep.
Two green for a 2/2 druid. One in a green. Sacrifice a land. Put two squirrels into play. One in a green. Sacrifice a land. All squirrels get plus one to end of turn. I mean, yeah.
Yep. Put four plus one green squirrel creature tokens into play. I didn't know why I say plus one, 1/1 green squirrel.
1/1 green squirrels, yeah. That get plus one.
yep. Yeah, I mean, it has us sacrificing our lands. We got stuff to bring it back. Yep.
Good blockers. Seems
pretty reasonable.
Yeah, it does. Seems good. I'm thinking if we're going to have a little bit of Ooze Tribal, I'm trying to remember the name.
Sure.
Oh, a land sack outlet, as in sack lands or lands that sack creatures?
Either way, I think to that point, let's throw in an Excavation. It's a supremely underplayed card, but it seems real great here.
I was thinking of Zurian Orb myself.
Zurian Orb is pretty good, yeah.
Excavation, sure. One and a blue, enchantment, pay one, sack a land, draw a card. Any player may play this ability. Yeah, that seems good.
Yeah. We want to be stacking our lands and drawing cards. Meanwhile, other people might want to draw cards at the expense of their lands. Seems good.
And then we got Zurian Orb, a zero mana artifact, sack a land, gain two life.
Yep. I have a Simic Ascendancy, might be fun.
Ooh.
That was from Mercadian Merchant. And yeah, I mean, it'll probably get there soon. The couple of times that I've ever played with/against a Simic Ascendancy, it's always been, I don't kind of want to win this way, but I mean, it's a game ender. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, sometimes you just need to end the game sometime.
Right. Green and a blue, unless it comes down way too early, but green and a blue, two mana for an enchantment, activated ability of one green blue, put a plus one counter on target creature you control. Whenever one or more plus one counters are put on a creature you control, put that many growth counters on Simic Ascendancy. At the beginning of your upkeep, if this has 20 or more growth counters on them, you win the game.
Wee.
Yeah. Sacrificing lands to get plus one counters with all these sac outlets. And if we have doubling season or any of that. Yep, this can go, this can be GG very quickly. Potentially.
I also apologize in advance if you hear rustling. My hamster has just woken up, so behave, boo.
Pet problems.
Yeah, there's a kitten and a hamster. Dirt and Grass says maybe Worldbreaker, but expensive CMC.
Worldbreaker. Which one's Worldbreaker?
Worldbreaker. Oh, it's an Eldrazi. Six. Ooh, and a green. Eldrazi Devoid 5/7. When you cast Worldbreaker, exile target artifact, enchantment, or land. Reach 2 and a colorless. Sacrifice a land. Return Worldbreaker from your graveyard to your hand. I mean, it's...
Ooh.
It can be repeatable damage, exiling enchantments and artifacts of our opponents.
Yeah. It's on when cast, though, right? Not ETB. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but it returns it to our hand, so...
Right. Yep. Yeah, definitely a little bit on the expensive side, CMC-wise. It just reminded me of World Shaper, actually, which... That card, that Merfolk is a card.
Is that when it dies?
Yes. So whenever World Shaper attacks, it's a 3 and a green for a 3/3 Merfolk Shaman. Whenever it attacks, you may put the top three cards of your library into your graveyard. If you happen to hit lands, this will get +1/+1 counters on our commander. When World Shaper dies, however, put all land cards from your graveyard onto the battlefield tapped.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yep, that's a good one.
Huge amounts of ramp, or yeah, like I like it. So we've got Experimental Kraj. I vaguely remember this card.
I'm struggling.
I remembered it from the...
I remember the picture Simic now.
Yeah, the Simic Guildkit had one, I believe.
This is from... Is it Dark Ascension? Or one of them. 2 green, green, blue, blue. Legendary creature Ooze. Mutant. I like it. 4/6. It has all activated abilities of each other creature with a +1/+1 counter on it. Tap, put a +1 counter on target creature. So, if Slowgurk's out, we can bounce this one to our hand as well.
Yeah, and we... Ooh, okay. I can see that going off.
Yeah.
It's from Dissension, Ashen says. Mercadia Merchant, Augur of Autumn should be good in a counters deck. Augur of Autumn, is that the new one?
Yeah. It is.
1 green green for a 2/3 human druid. Let's look at this power creep. You may look at the top card of your library at any time. You may play lands from the top of your library. Has the Coven mechanic. As long as you control 3 or more creatures with different powers, you may cast creature spells from the top of your library.
So
you can play lands and creatures from the top of your library with Coven.
So this is Courser of Kruphix and...
On steroids?
What's the other creature, isn't it? There's, it just put 2 creatures together.
Yeah. It kind of seems like a... Was it Realmwalker? But it's just creature cards at that point?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good. And, well, we can't put Realmwalker in just yet because we've only got 2 oozes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we have enough... We don't have enough tribal as of yet. However, so... I mean, I feel like, you know... Ramanop excavator type stuff have to go in at this point, right? If we have Crucible of Worlds and everything else, I mean, I kind of feel like that plus ancient Green Warden type effects are all going to be great.
Yeah, Ramanop 2 and a green for a 2/3 cleric Naga. You may play land cards from your graveyard.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Ancient Green Warden.
Yeah, Land Harmonicon, right?
Yeah. 4 green green for an elemental with reach, 5/7. You may play land cards from your graveyard. If a land entering the battlefield causes a triggered ability of a permanent you control to trigger, that ability triggers an additional time.
So Slowgurk is getting big?
Yeah, I need to get me one of them.
Well, actually, that's ETB, right?
Yeah.
Entering the battlefield, not leaving the battlefield. Okay.
Well,
so not quite the synergy, necessarily, as far as getting the +1/+1 counters on.
No, but if we put things in like Tireless Tracker and things like that, we could get other benefits.
Right. And I mean, even just the ability to play lands from the graveyard and get all these fetch lands and, you know, like our Fabled Passage kind of stuff is always going to help.
Yeah. So
yeah, I like it.
Mercadian Merchant's also saying Edge of Autumn might be a nice one-off sac effect.
Edge of Autumn, okay.
Let's have a look at that one. One and a green. If you control four or fewer lands, search your library for a basic land card, put it on the battlefield tapped, and shuffle your library. Cycling, sacrifice a land, discard this card, and draw a card.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's ramp in the early, or cycle it with sacrificing a land in the late game. That seems actually pretty good.
Yeah, and kind of off of that, we have... We have Realms Uncharted by Ashen. Say, instant, two and a green. Search your library for four land cards with different names on them and reveal it. And an opponent chooses two of those cards, put the chosen cards into your graveyard and the rest into your hand. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, graveyard and hand? Okay.
I mean, that's where we want them to go.
Right. Yeah, hard choices, too. It's very, what is it? What's that blue card that does that?
Oh, God.
I'm spacing at it. Yeah.
Is it Gifts Ungiven?
No.
Show and Tell? Yeah, it's Gifts Ungiven, it's... Ashen said.
You sure? I was thinking of something else. But anyways.
So I'm
it's
going...
the one where you have to make a choice. On yeah. The... Anyways, it's fine. But that's banned in EDH. Okay. Dirt and Grass says oozes. Biogenic ooze. Scavenging ooze. Oh, here we go. We're supposed to get our oozes in right now. Okay. Biogenic ooze.
This is the one I was trying to remember, the one that duplicates. Three green for an ooze, 2/2. When it enters the battlefield, make a 2/2 ooze creature token. At the beginning of your end step, put a +1 counter on each ooze you control. And then one green, create a 2/2 ooze. So this will bump our commander anyway.
Yep.
Ooze tribal.
Sure will.
Then we have Scavenging Ooze, which is...
Classic.
Classic one and a green, is it?
I believe so.
One in a green for a 2/2 with green exile card from a graveyard. If it was a creature, put +1 counter on Scavenging Ooze.
Yep.
What was the other one? Orin Reef Ooze.
You got Orin Reef Ooze. So Orin Reef Ooze is the one that's two in a green. When it enters the battlefield, put a +1/+1 counter on a target creature you control. Whenever Orin Reef Ooze attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on each attacking creature with a +1/+1 counter on it. So attack with Orin Reef Ooze as well, and you get more +1/+1 counters.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
And we got Ave. That's the storm one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Progenitor Ooze. Two triple green for a 2/2 ooze with storm. Eve Progenitor Ooze isn't legendary if it's a token, so that gets around to the legend rule. And Eve enters the battlefield with a +1 counter on it for each other ooze you control. Nice.
Yep.
That'll turn on Coven as well. Because if we have five entering, they won't all enter simultaneously. They'll enter one after the other, so they'll progressively get bigger.
And last but not least, we have Ochre Jelly. It's going to be X in a green. I love X spells. X in a green for a 0/0 trampler. Ooh, scary. It's an ooze. Ochre Jelly enters the battlefield with X +1/+1 counters on it. Okay, now we're talking scary. Split ability. When Ochre Jelly dies, if it had two or more +1/+1 counters on it, create a token that's a copy of it at the beginning of the next end step. The token enters the battlefield with half that many +1/+1 counters on it, rounded down.
Ooh.
Cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Yep. Oh, I remember this one. This one, I got the D&D book art version of that thing.
Oh, no. I do like the book versions.
Yeah. Ashen says we got to put the new Tarmuz in. Consuming Blob as well. Tarmuz.
Tarmuz. I presume it's Tarmogoyf ooze. Three green for a consuming blob creature ooze. It's a star +1. Consuming Blob's power is equal to the number of card types among cards in your graveyard, and its toughness is equal to that number plus one. At the beginning of your end step, create a ooze creature token with this creature's power is equal to the number of cards. Okay, so it doesn't make a copy of itself, but it does make copies with a similar ability.
Interesting.
So the copies don't make copies, but the original makes the copies. That's pretty clever how they do that, but why can't why can't they both just keep splitting?
Oh, man. We're just talking gelatinous cube now?
Ooh.
No, unfortunately, that's a black card in Magic anyways.
That's fair.
Although the art is green. Mercadian Merchant says, Evo Sage. Evolution Sage is the intersection of lands and counters. You're not wrong.
No, two and a green for a 3/2 elf druid. When a land enters the battlefield under your control, proliferate.
Yep, that definitely goes in. Also from Mercadia Merchant, Flooded Shoreline might look cool. It's a blue-blue enchantment. Blue and a blue. Pay and then return two islands you control to owner's hand for the ability to return target creature to owner's hand. Okay, so you're getting back two islands after tapping two blue. And then you return a creature to your hand. Okay.
Okay. I mean, that would save some creatures if they were getting targeted.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what we would want to be getting back. Can you elaborate a little bit, Mercadian? It's Slogurk's ability, kind of just instead of plus one counters, you're doing it with lands and getting more land value, I guess, in the end game.
I mean, this would just protect any creature on the board that we own. And if we are constantly playing two or three lands a turn, it's not really going to be that much of a downside. I like that.
Yeah, I can see it. Dirt and Grass is Predator Ooze, but GGG.
Oh, the green, indestructible, if something dies by its hand, put a counter on it?
Yep.
Yeah. Three green for a 1/1 indestructible. When it attacks, put a plus one counter on it. Whenever a creature dealt damage by Predator Ooze dies this turn, put a plus one counter on Predator Ooze.
So basically, you just need to give this thing Death Touch, and then it'll just get bigger, right?
Yeah. Or just proliferate and make it bigger, and we'll just kill things with it anyway.
Right. How can we get Death Touch on this thing?
I'm sure you can just put any artifact that gives things Death Touch, like Basilisk Collar.
Yeah, but we want to do that better, right? Are we talking like Orin Frostfang at that point?
Orin Frostfang.
Yeah, the snake. 3GG, 2/6 snake. Attacking creatures you control have death touch. Whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to a player, draw a card. I mean, it's a niche, you know, combo in the sense of Predator Ooze and Orin both being out. But at the same time, Orin just being out and giving you draw is not bad either, I don't think. Ah, that's definitely a way to do it. Cardboard Pippin is thinking ahead of me right now. Bow of Nylea will do it. Also, Vigor, one of your favorite suggestions, always.
Oh, yeah, Vigor.
We all know Lotus loves her Vigor.
I do. It's such a great card, especially when you get two of them out. 3GG, Elemental Incarnation, Trample 6/6. If damage would be dealt to another creature you control, prevent that damage. Put a plus one counter on that creature for each one damage prevented this way. When Vigor is put into the graveyard from anywhere, shuffle it into its owner's library.
Yeah, classic. And Bow of Nylea, if we haven't already put that in, gives everything Death Touch, because we all love Death Touch.
True.
And Take Aim in chat has a really great great suggestion. Use the Predator Ooze to fight other creatures.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, I have a card in mind. We'll get to that in a second. I like the idea, Take Aim. Bonelia, 1GG. It's a legendary enchantment artifact. All attacking creatures have death touch. And one in a green and tap the bow. And you can choose to either put a plus one counter on a target creature, have Bow of Nylea deal 2 damage to a target creature with flying, or you can gain 3 life, or you can put up to 4 target cards from your graveyard on the bottom of your library in any order. So very versatile. Just the static effect is great.
I have an idea. Say, so we're in lands and we want our creatures to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just play Arena?
That's one way to do it.
It's
the
a
thought
land
that I had was
that you pay 3 and tap and 2 creatures fight.
Yep. I have this in my my Naeth fight with dinos deck. Yeah, tap a target creature. Alternatively, the thought that I had that take aim inspired was a ram through because our commander has trample and so does vigor and theoretically other cards as well. Ram through is a nice little instant. One in a green to have a target creature you control deal its damage equal to its power to a target creature you don't control. If the creature you control has trample, excess damage is dealt to that creature's controller instead.
Yeah, they don't fight. They just deals damage, so we don't have to worry about anything coming back.
Right, and this could be on Slogurk. So, yeah, as it gets bigger, just remove something, trample through for some damage, and then swing. Yeah, I love it.
I need to read up what Bio Waste Blob does.
Bio Waste Blob. Let's see. What do we got?
Oh, it's the new one. Two green green for Ooze 00. Oozes you control get +1/+1, so it includes itself. At the beginning of your upkeep, if you control a commander, create a token that's a copy of Bio Waste Blob. Oh.
If you couldn't hear it in her voice, the realization at the end.
Oh, that's going to get big out of hand.
Oozes.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have our doubling seasons in for sure. Yeah. Mercadia Merchant had a couple suggestions earlier. Eternal Witness, pretty much a classic, right?
Yeah.
Ewit. One green green, Human Shaman, 2/1 on ETB. Return target card from your graveyard to your hand. I love it. And also want to highlight Elvish Reclaimer.
Elvish
Reclaimer. I don't remember which one that is. I remember the art. M20 printing recently. One green. For an Elf Warrior 1/2, it gets +2/+2 as long as there are three or more land cards in your graveyard. Okay. Two and tap the Elvish Reclaimer and sacrifice a land. Search your library for a land card. Put it onto the battlefield. Tap to shuffle your library. Okay. So search for any land card for two and tapping it onto the battlefield tapped.
Yeah. And sacking a land for doing so.
Yeah. Seems good. Especially for one green. You can dump some mana into it later and make it bigger.
I want to, just because it's on the tip of my tongue, Lotus Field.
Ooh, hexproof land?
Yeah, it's a land that's hexproof. It enters the battlefield tapped, and it taps for 3 mana of any one color. But when it enters, we sacrifice 2 lands.
Huh.
So we don't lose any mana as such, but we do make Slogurk bigger.
I like it. I think I want to throw in a Druid class, actually, for this deck. One and a green for an enchantment class. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you gain 1 life as just for casting it, and then you can level it up to level 2 for 2 and a green. Play an additional land on each of your turns, so if you don't have anything to do with your mana. And on top of that, you'll get 1 life x2 from there on out. And the third level, not so important, I don't think, but why not? 4 and a green to get to level 3. When this class becomes level 3, target land you control becomes a creature with haste, and this creature's power and toughness are each equal to the number of lands you control, which in this deck sounds like it's going to be a lot of lands.
Yeah, we're very creature heavy at the moment.
Yeah, we are. Huh. You know what? Well, let's go through some of the suggestions. I've got a spicy one in mind that I'm going to throw out there, I think. But Rite of Replication from Cardboard Pimpin. We all like Rite of Replication, right?
I mean, my Merfolk deck does. And so does my Little Pony deck. Excuse me.
Dirt and Grass. This is just my personal hot take. I don't like to run more than one Fog. It feels real bad to have in your hand. Like, if you have 2 Fogs in hand, that's 2 dead cards for so many turns if they're not swinging at you. And you're just kind of like, okay.
Especially if we've got constant mist.
Yeah, especially if we're just sacking a land and buying it back anyways. But yeah, I hear you.
Fable Passage from Carvel Pimpkin. Yeah, another good land to...
Ooh. I'll let you take the one after. Take Aim says Hardened Scales. So more +1/+1 counters, +1 on top of whatever you're already getting. That's just me, Dirt and Grass. I mean, you do you. If you want to throw in a Spike Weaver, I can totally see it. For those of you that don't know, Spike Weaver is 2 green green for a 0/0. It comes into play with 3 +1/+1 counters on it. Pay 2 and remove a +1/+1 counter from Spike Weaver. Put a +1/+1 counter on a target creature. So you just move these over. And for 1, you remove a +1/+1 counter from Spike Weaver and creatures deal no combat damage this turn. So yeah, if you can get multiple +1/+1 counters on Spike Weaver and just continue to buff it up, you can just constantly have it. I like it. I think I want to be sacrificing lands, so I think the Constant Mists is a good way to do that on top of all of our land sac outlets.
Yeah.
So I think in this deck, it might be a little bit more synergistic in that sense. But if you're going hard on +1/+1 counters in this deck, by all means, you could totally just, you know, have, man, Sigarda is not the one I'm thinking about, right? That's green. That's Selesnya. But anyways, if you have anything that gives each other creature +1/+1 counters, yeah, you can just constantly.
Shalai.
Yeah, don't swing at me. Otherwise, I'm going to fog it. Yeah. Shalai. Yeah, that one.
Yeah. The next one, the Great Henge, one of my personal favorites. A card that is, if you're going to get it now. It's only going to go up from here. 7 green green. This spell costs X less to cast, where X is the greatest power among creatures you control. Generally, we're going to play green. It for 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tap, add green green, gain 2 life. Whenever a non-token creature enters a battlefield under your control, put a +1 counter on it and draw a card.
Yep.
It's almost like it goes in any green deck from now on.
I mean, it pretty much does. If you, yeah. I would never buy that many because I run too many green decks. I think I would just have one and proxy it, which I do. let's see. Mercadian Merchant says, this might be a bit of a meme, but with so many permanents, what about Primal Surge? Yeah, 8 green green to cast, sorcery speed. So yes, very expensive. Exile the top card of your library. If it's a permanent card, you may put it onto the battlefield. If you do, repeat this process. Okay. Oops, all permanents.
Oh, no. Oh, can you imagine this in Odama?
All right, so we're getting rid of Constant Mist and Crop Rotation. Let's put that Spike Weaver back in. I was wrong.
Oh, it's tempting, but...
I think some of those are too good for now. Yeah, let's leave it. If we wanted to go that route, it'd be a fun way to go ahead and just put your entire deck onto the thing. You better win that turn, though. Keep that in mind. I think it'd be very meme-y, and I think it'd be very fun to build it that way. But maybe board that. I like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would personally do it, but it's super funny to think about.
I'm going to try and build a deck that's just that and just go, here's my deck.
All right. Mercury Version also says Sasaya Orochi Ascendant seems doable in this deck, which is wild. That's the snake wizard, is it not?
Sasaya Utri Ascendant, 1 green green for a legendary snake monk that's a 2/3. Reveal your hand. If you have 7 or more land cards in your hand, flip it. And then it says, whenever a land you control is tapped for mana, add 1 mana of that type to your mana pool for each other land you control with the same name. Wow.
For those of you that are listening only on a podcast form, you did not get to see Lotus Inverter head 180 degrees upside down trying to read the card.
It's the old flipboard flip cards. You can't flip them on this program, so I'm having to try and read it upside down.
Be an owl. So, yeah. Yeah, it does definitely seem doable in this deck. I like it.
I mean,
good luck hiding that when you try to read it, though. It's very much like Split Lands. Like, I'm turning this card upside down for no reason.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it will be worth it or not, because we are running a lot of different fetch lands and things, so it's going to be a kind of... I'm going to maybe it, because it depends on what our deck looks like near the end.
I suppose.
Because if we've got a lot of basics, then it'll be fine. If we don't, then it's going to be very difficult.
Right. I've got a couple things that I just want to throw out that just seem really good off the top of my head. I think a Lotus Cobra is just going to be solid in this deck. Everybody sleeps on Lotus Cobra, but It's a landfall deck.
Yep.
Having snakes out here, we're just talking about snakes, just reminded me of that. So, yeah.
Yep, one and a green, 2/1. When a land enters, add a mana.
Yep. I was thinking Titania, because it kind of goes synergistic with Slogurk. It wants to put lands in graveyards. So Titania also does the same idea. 3 green for a 5/3 legendary creature elemental. When Titania enters the battlefield, return target land card from your graveyard to the battlefield. Whenever a land you control is put into a graveyard from the battlefield, create a 5/3 green elemental creature token. Excuse me.
Okay.
So get some 5/3 elementals just for doing what we want to do anyways.
I also have another one that might go really well with this.
Oh?
What about Shaya?
Ooh, you do love you some Shaya.
Well, it's a 3 green for a star elemental. Its power and toughness are equal to the number of lands we control. That is already going to be good. However, non-token creatures you control are forest lands in addition to their other types. So if we swing out with our creatures and they die, that's a land going to the graveyard.
Hmm. Yep. Yeah, that works quite well.
So that will trigger our commander and make it bigger. So it's like, are you going to take this little thing, or are you going to let our commander get even bigger?
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, the Shaya is going to be one of those, you better get rid of it, otherwise my commander is going to go off. So it's going to be a lightning rod for some removal in this deck.
Definitely.
To go hand in hand with that, I mean, at that point, let's talk about Yavimaya, because we have it now. Forest Urborg, right?
Yeah, the Cradle of Growth.
And you know what's...
Why has it come up with Crusade?
I don't know. Cradle of Growth. Urza's Saga seems broken, because it's also going to be a land, but we're also going to be searching for either our Soul Ring, which I know already, Ashen, I know, but Zurin Orb is something we can find with Urza's Saga.
The Ozolith.
Ooh, Ozolith, yeah, another good target. Yeah, seems good. Take Aim says, Life from the Loam. Oh my goodness, I forgot about this card. I love it. My first commander was Muldrotha, so yeah, I have a special place in my heart for Life of the Loam. Life from the Loam is so good.
Turn up to 3
one in a green, sorcery.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. And dredge 3. So by dredging, if you would draw a card, instead you may put exactly 3 cards from the top of your library into your graveyard. If you do, return this card from your graveyard to your hand. Otherwise, draw a card. So you could choose to do it, or you could put the top 3 in your library and bring Life from the Loam back into your hand to do that again. Again, keep in mind that Slogurk just wants a land card to be put into your graveyard from anywhere. So dredging 3 lands equals 3 +1/+1 counters.
Yeah.
Or more.
Dredge has a special place in my heart because I play Manaless Dredge in Legacy, so I'm a monster.
We already knew this, though.
Life from the Loam. I'm just trying to catch up chat because there's so much. Tireless Provisioner says Take Aim. What's that one do? Is that the new Tireless Tracker? 2 yes. And a green Elf Scout 3/2 landfall. When a land enters the battlefield under your control, create a food or a treasure token. Ooh, mana ramp or life gain.
Yep.
I like that. That one is good.
Mercadia Merchant says Silverglade Pathfinder seems okay. Let's take a look. 1 and a green for a 1/1 spell shaper. I'm assuming that's eroded. However, 1 and a green and tap to discard a card from your hand. Search your library for a basic land card, put it into play tapped. Shuffle your library. Okay. Do we need that on a creature and tapping it is my question. Because we have things like Burgeoning. We have things like Ancient Green Warden and stuff getting lands from our graveyard anyways.
Or maybe it, because it's a cheap card compared to some of the expensive ones we've got. So it might be worth... As a budget option.
I would agree with that. Dirt and Grass says Seer's Sundial.
We need some card draw. I saw a message saying that we need some, and I agree at the minute. So I think this is the way forward.
Yep. So Seer's Sundial. 4 mana for an artifact, landfall. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you may pay 2. If you do, draw a card.
Yep. Pretty easy.
Yep. And then also Mysteries of the Deep was suggested as well.
Mysteries of the Deep?
Four and a blue for an instant. Draw two cards. Landfall. If you had a land enter the battlefield this under your control this turn, draw three cards instead.
Oh,
okay.
Not bad. I mean, that's not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I
mean, obvious choice is Rhystic Study. If you want to go for the expensive, you know, we're in blue, draw cards, sure.
Rhystic Study, however, Rhystic Remora.
Yeah, Mystic Remora. That one is good too.
A Shire plus Steve. Oh.
Oh, meaning you sacrifice a land that way? That's a cute little interaction.
Yeah, because one and a green for a Snake Shaman, 1/1. Sacrifice him, search your library for a basic land card, put it onto the battlefield, tapped and shuffle. With a Shire, he's a land. So it's sack a land, get a land. I quite like that little interaction.
Explore/exploration. Yep, exploration would be a nice one to get two land drops per turn. Mercadian Merchant. Yes, this is a thought that I had as well. Mercadian Merchant says, walk the Aeons. Seems real good here. Yikes.
Walk the Aeons?
Yeah. Time Spiral Remastered brought this back.
Oh. Oh, no. Four blue for a sorcery with buyback. Sacrifice three islands. Target player takes an extra turn after this one. Oh. Oh, no. If we have Azusa out and Slowgurk...
Hey, it's six mana for a sorcery. Like you said, you gotta win sometimes.
This is disgusting, and I love it.
Yeah, that could go right in. I like it a lot.
Before we get no space, I need to put in my favorite green card.
Oh no! I thought we were gonna be able to make it without this coming up, guys. I'm sorry.
Barrier Breach.
All right. Moving on.
Everyone should have a copy of Barrier Breach in their life.
Let's see. Take Aim said Growth Spiral, maybe. Yep, pretty fantastic one.
How about Growth Spiral on steroids as well?
Which one are you talking about?
Well, Growth Spiral, when it decides to load, is blue and a green for an instant. Draw a card, put a land from the battlefield onto your tap. What if we were to... play Uro as well, which is one green blue or a 6/6 Elder Giant. When it enters the battlefield, sacrifice it unless it escaped. But when it enters the battlefield or attacks, gain three life, draw a card, then you may put a land from your hand onto the battlefield. And then you can escape it for green, blue, blue, and exile five other cards from your graveyard.
I suppose. You know what? On that note, I think we need, let's just do it.
Days AC. Without Barrier Breach, zero.
I know, right? AC, I think, is probably unavoidable.
Ancient Green
It seems
Warden?
Real good in this deck. No, AC, Tyrant of Gyre Strait. Four green blue for a 5/5 Legendary Serpent. You may play an additional land on each of your turns. And whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, you may draw a card. We're talking about needing draws, right? Landfall draw, yes, please.
Ah, this one. Took me
especially
a while
if we're
to
playing
find
it out of our, especially if we're playing it out of our graveyards anyways, right? So it's just, we're not even really losing out on cards if you have that out with any kind of, you know, Ramen Up Excavator or Crucible effect.
True. I was trying to remember it earlier in the show, and I'm glad that Markalian and Take Aim have actually brought it up, because I couldn't remember the name. Tatiova?
Oh, yeah.
Benthnic Druid. Three green blue for a Merfolk Druid. 3/3. When a land enters the battlefield under control, you may gain life and draw a card.
Yep, absolutely. All basically going to just be substitutable commander / you know, your secret commanders pretty much at that point, right?
Lotus Veil, the weakest one. No. Anything with Lotus in the name is amazing. Lotus Veil, when it comes into play, sacrifice two untapped lands or bury or sacrifice this. Add three mana of any one color to your mana pool. Anything with Lotus is amazing.
Sure. Cardboard Pimpin rounds it out with, it says AC, Tatiova, Coma. Are we going to put the Cosmos Serpent in here? Three green, green, what, blue, blue. So 7 mana, 6/6. It can't be countered. Legendary creature serpent. At the beginning of each upkeep, create a 3/3 blue serpent creature token named Koma's Coil. Sacrifice another serpent. Choose one. Tap target permanent. Its activated abilities can't be activated this turn. Koma gains indestructible until end of turn. You get to choose one of those two effects. Yeah, seems really gross.
Yeah.
the biggest thing, I mean, it's been on game nights and every other time I've ever seen it, Koma's ability to just tap another target permanent, so any Gaia's Cradles or a particularly Voltron-y deck just gets shut down by this on their upkeep after they've untapped. It's just gross.
Yeah,
Koma is really great. We have some serpents in here now.
Ashen is suggesting Oko
as a removal.
Make things elks.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I love it. Target artifact or creature loses all abilities and becomes a green elk with base power 3/3. And you can create a food as another +2, or you can exchange control of target artifact or creature you control and target creature an opponent controls with power 3 or less. I mean, turning someone's commander into an elk, there's not much they can do about that.
Again, I hate it.
I love it. It's going in. Koma plus a Shire.
I'm going to go on record and say I hate it. Yeah. So, Cardboard Pippin. Yeah, that's where you were getting that. I see now. Yeah, all those serpents.
The only issue there is a Shire turns non-token creatures into forests.
Okay.
So the tokens won't be forest, sadly.
Hmm. Boo. Okay. I thought you were onto something too. Dirt and Grass says Multani. Which Multani are we talking about? The Dominaria one?
Is it the Avatar? Yeah. 4 green green, elemental Avatar, 0/0, reach trample, gets +1/+1 for each land you control and each land in your graveyard. 1 in green, return 2 lands you control to their owner's hand. Return Multani from the graveyard to your hand. Nice.
I mean, it's just going to count all of the lands that we have played, anything like that. Cardboard Pimpin says, no, but tapping down all the things. Yeah, that's
true. Can always tap down the things.
Let's see.
Is Forbid forbidden?
Which one's Forbid again?
I don't know. I think it might be Forbidden. Forbid. 1 blue blue right. For a buyback. Choose and discard 2 cards. Counter target spell.
Ooh, discard lands. Get it in the graveyard quicker. I can see it.
Yeah.
All right.
At the very worst, it's cancel. Is it cancel? It's worse than counterspell, but we can reuse it and affect our deck, so it's better. So, yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. 1 more mana. What's 1 more mana?
Yeah. So we have Ancient Green Warden in the deck, take aim, and we do have a Ramunap Excavator already.
Yep. Cool.
We're I'm at gonna 98 suggest something... cards, by the way.
I'm going to suggest something that's probably instantly going to go into the maybe board because
it's you and that's what happens.
Yeah. I want to say traumatize ourselves if we have a Slowgurk out to come out of nowhere. So traumatize 3 blue blue for a sorcery speed. Target player puts the top half of his or her library rounded down into his or her graveyard.
Maybe.
So Slowgurk will go ahead and put however many lands are in the top half of our library into our graveyard and get that many +1/+1 counters with trample. You could definitely remove 3 +1/+1 counters and get it back, but doing it somebody for very lethal commander damage?
I mean, maybe?
Again, like I said, exactly. I already knew Lotus was getting to it. So again, probably going straight to the maybe board. People that like it, I like it. Yeah.
Is Scape Shift too much of a meme, or is the sack effect good enough? Oh.
Well, it'll make Slowgurk bigger. You'll get any number of lands that you don't already have out. I mean, we already added Field of the Dead. I mean, we're making zombies anyways at this point, right? Let's throw in the Scape Shift.
We haven't added Field of the Dead yet.
Oh, that's not right. If we're putting Scape Shift in, I mean, you gotta throw that in.
Yeah, it's in.
Kind of hard not to at that point.
98 cards. So we've got 2 slots and then we start switching things out.
Okay. Let's make this good, guys.
Realms Uncharted.
And gals.
What's Realms Uncharted?
I feel like I've seen this before.
Oh, yes. We've already got that one in as well.
Cool.
It's a good suggestion.
Take Aim says, maybe an Eldrazi mixed with traumatize. Oh my god, are we doing an Eldrazi?
I'm scared.
Take Aim, name me which Eldrazi you want to put in. I want to hear your thoughts, and then we'll go from there. Cardboard Pippin says, Genesis Wave. I'm behind you 100%, by the way, Take Aim. But
the
I
infinite,
want to know which one
the infinite Gaia.
Either that or Butcher of Truth, no? Kozilek?
I don't know which one. I don't play with Eldrazi. Oh, that's a really lie. I have Emrakul in Modern, but it's a meme deck.
If you're playing Eldrazi, I think it's safe to say it's a meme deck.
No, meme, not mean.
Oh, meme. Ah, well, meme. Same thing.
Yeah, it's a Modern deck with Shadowborn Apostles, and I surgically extract them out my own deck, so I've got 20 cards and play it off a Sheldock Isle. It's fine.
Cardboard Pippin says Genesis Wave. X, green, green, green. There you go, Dan. Sorcery, reveal the top X cards of your library. You may put any number of permanent cards with converted mana cost X or less from among them onto the battlefield. Reveal all cards. Put all cards revealed this way, excuse me, that weren't put onto the battlefield into your graveyard.
Yeah.
Take Aim says Ulamog, Infinite Gyre. Indestructible. When you cast it, destroy a target permanent. Indestructible 10/10 for 11. With Annihilator 4, whenever this creature attacks, defending player sacrifices 4 permanents. When Ulamog is put into a graveyard from anywhere, owner shuffles the graveyard into their library. Cool.
Are we going to put Ulamog in?
Oh, I mean, did you not put it in the maybe board? I thought it was just going to go into the maybe board with it.
I'm going to put it in the maybe board, but Ulamog is scary. Like, just terrifies me, just even own, like, yeah. What else we got? Splendid Reclamation.
Oh, yeah. Sorcery version of World Shaper Effect, I believe.
Return all land cards from the graveyard to the battlefield tapped. 3 and a green. Sorcery. Okay. We're at exactly 100 cards, so now what we suggest, we just upgrade and change now.
Cool. All right. So, the card I was thinking about was Factor Fiction earlier. That said.
Right.
Let's see. What are we thinking? Do we have enough removal? Because I mean, we're in green and blue, so we have the Barrier Breach for that. I get it. But I was thinking, like, we don't have Rapid Hybridization or Pongify for very cheap destroy effects for one blue is a thought.
I mean, they are good, especially with Oko. That's more stuff that we're making 3/3s.
Right. So I mean, those are some ideas as far as one mana. Destroy things.
Cyclonic Rift.
Dan is now turning over in his grave, but you know, we got the Gen Wave in there for him, so you know.
I did a podcast with Dan earlier today, and I specifically didn't put a Cyclonic Rift in the deck.
Blasphemy. Right there, grass.
It's in there in my version when I go to my Tuesday night commander night, but for the podcast I took it out. Just don't tell him.
That's fair. Yeah.
Excavation out, trade routes in. So what's excavations?
Sack a land, draw a card, any player may play this ability. One and sacrifice a land. Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that. Trade routes.
Okay.
Trade routes seems really good. And it's been suggested a couple times, I think, in chat. I think we've missed it a couple times.
Keeping up with things is very difficult sometimes. So if we miss you, we apologize.
Take Aim says Horn of Greed. What are we taking out?
What's coming out for trade routes?
Trade routes, excavation out, trade routes in. Excavation is an enchantment.
Excavation. Oh, it's there.
Horn of Greed is the other suggestion.
Well, you still got to take 2 cards out for your...
I know, I'm looking. Whenever a player plays a land, that player draws a card. That's Horn of Greed.
Do we want our opponents drawing cards, though?
Right. That's my thought. It Take Aim says maybe over the Seer's Sundial. But again, Seer's Sundial is asymmetrical, which is the part we like.
But we have to pay 2 mana for the card.
Right. So,
it's kind of a...
So, let's talk it out, right? So, Seer's Sundial costs you 4, and you have to pay 2. So, to draw 1 card, you need 6 mana, as opposed to Horn of Greed, which you just pay 3 into, and you'll just get it. So will everybody else.
But we're drawing more cards because we have more landfall.
And we're not dumping any more mana.
I think let's swap that out.
Yeah, I think let's swap that out. I would say that's a... It depends on how much you're willing to give opponents cards.
I mean,
that being said, I mean, if you're really worried about that, just take that out as well and just put in a mystic study.
I was going to say, if you're really worried about it, just shove in an asset. Just shove a Narset in if you're worried about it, and then players can't draw more than 1 card each turn.
We can't have Narset and Oko in the same deck. People will hate you. By the way, I had both of those and Ashiok in my Muldrotha deck, but that's not the point. I'm still saying that that happens. So, maybe with Azusa, it's over the top. Yeah, I think so. But...
I also feel Raven Form and Reality Shift are better than Pongify and Rapid. Ooh.
I just like the fact that you can have it for 1. I don't disagree. I think I like the Reality Shift Exile and the Raven Form Exile. And Raven Form you can foretell as well.
Yeah.
I'm just very hesitant on having only 1 or 2 foretell cards. I like to put in a bunch of them if you're going to run foretell, because... Otherwise, it's very obvious what she got under after, like, the first game. However, yeah.
Not necessarily. Most people might think it was Saw It Coming.
Right, but are we running Saw It Coming?
No, but they don't know that.
Right. I suppose. Yeah. I would say cut 1 for an exile effect. I'd be okay with that.
Oh, I've cut both.
Okay.
All right, we'll cut... We'll put...
No, it's fine. Cut both. Nah, it's fine. Let's go with it. I'm good with it.
Okay.
Ulvenwald Tracker for creature removal, says Dirt and Grass. Ulvenwald Tracker is 1 green for a human shaman. 1/1. 1 and a green. And tap it to have target creature you control fight another target creature.
Yeah.
I think I just rather exile stuff. I think the only fight effect we're really gonna want / need is probably something like Ram Through. So you can do even more damage with our Slowgurk.
Well, we got it on lands as well. So we can
Have Arena. Yeah, we have Arena, so that's the other way we could just do it on a land and just not have it as susceptible to removal.
Yeah. Do we consider a Champion of Lamholt? Ooh.
That could be really spicy.
Need to work.
Champion of Lamholt.
Some cuts, by the way.
Yeah. 1 green, green, human warrior, 1/1. Creatures with power less than Champion of Lamholt's power can't block creatures you control. Whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, put a +1/+1 counter on it. So it just gets bigger. And yeah, can't be blocked.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
So let we need refresh this and 3 see what we cuts. Need to cut. So, are there any cards on here that you feel don't fit this deck? Let us know so we can sort it out. Oh, Vigor and Arena. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yep. I still think Worldbreaker probably is too high on the CMC. I like the idea, but...
Yeah. I mean, Barrier Breach does a similar thing.
Right. And I think also, if we're doing Worldbreaker, I mean, at that point, go Ulamog, right?
True.
Out of the suggestions we've had.
There is a card I want to suggest that I've recently picked one up, and I'm starting to like it more and more. And it's Rift Sweeper. I think it's a very underestimated card. It's a single, it's 1 and a green for a 2/2 Elf Shaman. When it enters the battlefield, choose target face-up exiled card. Its owner shuffles it into their library. So someone exiles one of our things, as long as it's face-up, which is most of it, we can get it back.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in the maybe board because it's fine, but this card is suddenly becoming one of my pet cards.
That's fair.
Especially if you're doing like a flashback and then you exile the flashback card and then you can flicker the Rift Sweeper and get your flashback card back.
Yeah. Dirt and Grass says, but removal. I like anti-exile. Also, what do we think about? Well, so.
Oh, you know what we have forgotten?
Squirrel Wrangler, maybe. But
don't
my
you
thought
dare
was.
Touch that.
All right. My thought was, with our counter spells, we have forbid, right?
Yes, we have one counter spell forbid.
I mean, if you want to go on theme, I think it's got to be Void Slime. Just throwing that out there. If we're doing the ooze stuff.
Void Slime.
Yeah, if you want to go on flavor, I would choose that one. Just
counter
wanted to throw that out
spell,
there because
activated ability or triggered ability. Ooh.
Yep, and it's ooze. So related.
Okay. As much as forbid is actually probably better, the only reason I'm moving it is because of flavor, but I honestly agree forbid is better.
Yep. I would say, do we need the hardened scales? I think putting in one additional plus one encounter is not going to do it as much as like branching evolution, things like that.
I think Hardened Scales is better, but we can cut Doubling Season because we don't need that expensive card for Branching Evolution and Hardened Scales.
Okay. Yeah, keep the Branching Evolution, Doubling Season out, and keep Hardened Scales. Okay. Just trying to look for things to...
Though, we've missed one of the best removals that we have in our colors.
Which is?
Beast Within.
No, we don't need it.
What? Don't need a Beast Within?
Nope. You put in Oko. No, we don't need it.
I didn't. That was Ashen.
Don't care. We have an Oko. We don't need Beast Within.
That was Ashen.
Oh, man. And I thought I was going to be bad about
this. Yeah, Forbid is strictly better, but not as tasty. Yeah, I agree. Beast Within,
Beast Within
is an
easy
card. I'm done. Snake counters.
I think, if anything, my thoughts are going towards Scapeshift and Splendid Reclamation and World Shaper. That's my only thing that I'm thinking of right now. I would say either World Shaper or Splendid Reclamation as a cut. But I think World Shaper does more personally. Because we have Scapeshift, we have World Shaper to be bringing all that stuff back when it dies. And in the meantime, it can be attacking. That's my thought.
What we write a replicating, by the way?
I don't know. It was a suggestion. I was asking what it was going to replicate. But, I mean, anything, right?
I mean, yeah, but...
Imagine you have... Okay, I would say I'm going for the Coma right of replication.
But Coma's legendary.
Don't care. I would still do it just because it's funny. No. In all honesty, it'd probably be... Let's see. What's a good target? Probably Biogenic Ooze at that point, right?
Yeah.
Or the Bio-Waste Blob. One of the oozes. That would just make a bunch more oozes or plus one plus encounters across the board.
Okay. As long as there's a reason for it.
You know what we don't have when we have Auron Frostfang effect? We don't have a Toski.
Do we need a Toski?
Combat damage, draw card. But yeah, we can just stick with Auron Frostfang, I think, in this.
I mean, that one just benefits us better.
Hand in hand. Yeah.
A Toski's fantastic, but he doesn't fit this deck.
If I want to make Double Major, or I was also thinking Spark Double, yeah.
Yeah, Spark Double or Sakashima.
Double Oko at that point. Double Okos at that point. Oh my god.
Sakashima, or just go all in and go Mirror Gallery so the Legend Rule doesn't matter anymore. Helm of the Host.
Or Helm of the Host.
Okay, can anyone else see any cuts? Because I'm struggling and we need one cut to make this deck finished. we've got 36 lands. However, I think we need a high land count for this kind of deck.
Ooh, I just remembered a card. Hold on, I gotta find it.
What are you digging up now?
I just gotta find it. Give me a second.
Just don't kick Rite of Replication and target Frostfang.
No, it's okay. I'll find it.
That's gonna be a lot of card draw.
Okay, so hear me out. Unnatural Growth.
Unnatural Growth?
Slugger gets real, real big.
Oh god, that's that new one, isn't it?
It is.
One green enchantment. At the beginning of each combat, double the power and toughness of each creature controlled till end of turn.
That's a big ooze.
I'm going to put it in the maybe board because I can't find one cut as it is.
A Eula's Influence as a cut, says Dirt and Grass. Also, Flooded Shoreline says take aim. So take aim.
Where's Take Aim?
I don't see it, actually.
Where's
Flooded Shoreline, rather?
Is that a land, Flooded Shoreline? That's a enchantment.
I still can't see it.
Return to islands you control to return target creature. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, get rid of it. Sure.
What was the other thing we were doing? Ayula's Influence.
Ayula's Influence. And Cardboard Pippa says, yes, Unnatural Growth is dope.
Now I kind of think Ayula's Influence is fine because we were at 100 cards, unless you have a better suggestion.
Unnatural Growth.
We've just put that in, didn't we?
Was that the one you put in?
I put it in the maybe board.
That's what I thought.
All right, Ayula's Influence out, Unnatural Growth in.
We got there. Good job, chat.
Oh, I need to get me one of them for my werewolf deck.
I just need it for my Naeth deck. Already doubling stuff up. Let's double.
True. Well, I built Tovalar, so...
Ah, you weirdo.
I am a weirdo. I built Tovalar and I built Lind, the Gleeful Tormentor, so deal with it.
Yeah, I kind of like it. So, let me see. Let's see what we got going on right now. We got 100 cards.
Yep. Our statistics are 3.36 mana curve.
You did not put in Urza Saga.
I did.
Where?
In the land section.
Oh, it did go in the land section. I'm looking in the enchantment section. Good call.
It's a land.
It's an enchantment.
It's an enchantment land.
Yeah, but enchantment came first.
Yeah, but it has no casting cost, so you play it as a land. It's the same as Dryad Arbor.
Anyhow. Yeah. Anybody have some crazy, you know, mind-altering things that they want to add right now? Because
oh my god,
I'm looking at it quite good.
Avenger of Zendikar, is that any good in this deck?
There's a target for your Rite of Replication, though. Or a Scoot Swarm at that point.
Thanks for joining us, Dirt and Grass, and hopefully you have some amazing num-nums.
Yeah, enjoy.
Brassios, Triton Hero.
Hmm.
What's the Triton?
It's a partner commander.
That one.
Yep.
Reveal top cards of your library. If it's a land card, put it onto the battlefield tapped. Otherwise, draw a card. I mean, yeah. I thought I owned one of them. Oh, I do own one of them. now I need to cut something for that.
You tell him, Tony, says Cardboard Pimpin. Take Aim says Wayward Sword Tooth.
Ah, that's two more cuts.
Now we're getting some dinos in here.
Oh, okay. Wayward Sawtooth. Play an additional land on each of your turns. Cool. Right, now we need two cuts. I'm not so keen on Ochre Jelly at the minute, personally.
Total your call on that one. I also have a vague thought. Do I even want to say it? Let's say it. It's one of your favorites, right?
Okay.
What's it called? Lurking Predators.
I don't think...
We have a lot of creatures.
We do.
We have 31, as a matter of fact.
We have 32.
32 now, yeah.
Oh,
it does go to the bottom of the library, and it does not go into a graveyard. For some reason, I thought it was better than that. Okay, now we can keep it out for now.
I need to find one cut.
Ooh, hot take. If anybody wants to go this route, play a Mesmeric Orb in this deck.
Oh, the mill thing.
Whenever a permanent becomes untapped for two as an artifact, that permanent's controller mills a card. If we have Slogurk out,
I don't know what to take out.
Could be sweet. I don't think it has to go in. I think that's very much a odd strategy to take it into, but it seems fun.
There we go. We'll go to 35 lands. It's getting to the point now I can't cut things. Oh no, stop. Oh, Dryad of the Irsilian Glow, Oracle of Maedaia, Augur of Autumn. These are all fantastic cards and I don't know how to fit them in. I really don't know how to fit these in.
I have a pet card that I'm just going to throw out there. Hadana's Climb, because then we could give our commander flying and double its power.
Oh, yeah, there is that too.
Flying Trample Ooze.
Courser of Proof.
Hadana's Climb, one green blue for a legendary enchantment. At the beginning of combat on your turn, put a +1/+1 counter on a target creature you control. If that creature has three or more +1/+1 counters on it, transform it, which turns into Winged Temple of Araska. Legendary land that you tap for one mana of any color, or you can activate its ability, one green blue, and tap Winged Temple, and a target creature you control gains flying, and +X/+X until end of turn, where X is its power. Slogurk will get huge.
You know, there's one Planeswalker that we've missed.
No. Cardboard Pimpin, Flample Ooze is scary. I love it. Yep. I 100% agree.
What about Renin 7?
Nah, that thing's overrated, right?
What, 3 green for a 5 mana planeswalker? +1, reveal the top 4 cards of your library. Put all land cards this way into your hand and the rest into your graveyard. Put any number of land cards from your hand onto the battlefield. -3, create a green tree folk token with reach, and this creature's power and toughness are equal to the number of lands. -8, return all permanents from your graveyard to your hand. You get an emblem. You have no maximum hand size. If we're returning lands to our hand, we can just zero Ren and dump them all back out again.
Yep. Seems kind of messed up.
Let's...
find some pets.
What was it that you said, Take Aim? Champion of Lamholt we can cut. Do we really want to cut Champion of Lamholt?
Yeah, let's cut it. Okay. I'm going to be the voice of let's cut.
Right, we're at 100 again.
All right, what else do you want to add in?
I'm good. That was the last thing that just popped in my head. I was like, wait a minute. If only we had... is it black for...
if we're in black, it's too messed up at that point.
What was the cat? What was the cat commander? Lord Windgrace, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's red. That's Jund. That's red.
Oh, is it?
Green and black. Yep.
Never mind.
Yeah. Also, just a heads up, everybody, you should definitely be running some cycling lands in here if you don't have fetch lands. Fetch lands are definitely going in this deck as far as the land base. That's just a... disclaimer I want to throw out there, because it's just got way too many good ways to get lands into the graveyard that way, not be so expensive if you do choose to build this deck.
Yeah, Roiling Regrowth, Harrow. Mm-hmm. And
Harrow is technically strictly better due to the fact that lands don't come in tapped.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind. A lot of people think they're the exact same card.
But cycle lands are good if you don't have the fetches, because they'll do the same thing. Well, not the same thing, mm-hmm. but you'll still get a land in the grave, draw a card. I don't think Terramorphic and Evolving Wilds are a bad shout either.
Yep. They're solid. I think that they do
Myriad Landscape. Sure. Yeah. Anything like that would be great.
You know, fix the land base as you choose, and depending on what you have as far as lands, it's always a hot thing. But you could just do basics and go with that and do just fine as well, but just keep in mind that you are trying to use those kind of sac land effects and bring them back in this type of deck, so it's just inherently stapled onto our commander here in this situation.
Yeah, but I'm thinking this is pretty much done.
All right, I mean, sounds good to me. Let me go get Esper the little kitten.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Dan didn't brew this, because Dan's brew was degenerate, and it was basically playing Strip Mine and just cycling Strip Mine, playing Strip Mine, Strip Mining, playing Strip Mine, Strip Mining. It was disgusting. So we're now just waiting for the cute kitty.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently Strip Mining is a thing.
Yeah, and there's the cute little kitty.
4 weeks old.
We have a new mascot. Wasteland 2. Yeah, no. But I think that's it. For tonight, now we have our cat, we can we just get an adorable kitten. Forget everything else, just look at the cat.
Hi, kitten.
But thanks to everyone for joining and the suggestions. I'll put the link in the website, as always, with all the other decks that we've done prior. And this will be up on YouTube soon, so you can watch back again and see how we built it. We should have another one next week, if Han's available.
Yeah, I should be. No problems.
And go to our website, into99.com, where you can see the YouTube links, our Discord, so you can come in, chat to us about this brew or other brews or future brews you'd like to see. And on there is also the links to our podcast, our Patreon, our merch store. So give it a look. Cheers, Cardboard Pimpkin. Yep. You did a good job too, because it was all down to you lot. And the cat is scratching. You guys are great.
You guys.
Yeah, we can't do it without you. Otherwise, it's just me and Han shouting at a void, brewing a deck that's just degenerate and usually just has Barrier Breach as the first card.
Always.
Yeah. But otherwise, Thanks, everybody, and we'll catch you next week. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.